But we know he knows that that is the beginning of his life.
就是有一次他遇见主。
And that is the time that he met the Lord.
从此以后约翰就不一样。
And from that time onwards, he was a complete different man.
所以约翰就告诉我们他当初怎么遇见主。
And John shared with us how he came to know the Lord.
他说这个生命的道是我们看亲眼看见亲耳听见。
He says that this way of the life that he says that he has seen with his own eye, has heard with his own
ears. 也是亲手摸过。
That he has touched with his own hands.
但是因为约翰是侧身靠近主的怀里。
And because that John was the nearest to the bosom of Jesus.
他是主所爱的那个。
He is one whom Jesus loved.
虽然已经九十几岁。
And so now he's now at almost 100 years old.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
你就是把他烧成灰，他也不会忘记他第一次遇见主是什么。
Even John will be turned into ashes, he will still remember the first occasion how he came to meet
the Lord. 他记得第一次遇见主是什么地方。
That he knew, he knows where he had met, at which place he had met the Lord.
马太好像忘记。
I think Matthew had forgotten.
你读马太福音没有读到。
We know that Matthew did not mention.
彼得，马可福音是彼得。给马可资料。
And we know that the Gospel of Mark, the information Mark has gathered is from,
好像彼得也不记得。
Peter seems to have forgotten.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
约翰他记得。
But John remembered.
彼得到荣耀里面去。
That as Peter has entered into glory.
马太也到荣耀里面。
Matthew has also gone into the glory.
他们和约翰一起跟随主。
And they were all together following Christ.
但是不要忘记。
That's not for me.
马太是后来跟随主。
That we know that Matthew was the one who later followed Christ.
彼得是后来跟随。
It was Peter was the later,
十二个门徒，第一个跟随主的就是约翰。
Amongst the 12 disciples, John was the first disciple to follow
Jesus. 他从开始走到结尾。
From the beginning till the end of the journey.
他从 Alpha 一直走到道路的 Omega.
He starts from the journey of Alpha and ended at the end of the Omega.
如果有一个人能告诉我们的主是怎样的一位主。
And one who can tell us who our Lord is.
怎样的一位主。那毫无疑问的你看见约翰福音是很重要很重要的一卷书。
And so without doubt, we know that the Gospel of John is a very, very important book.
爱能够叫我们第一次在哪里相遇。
That love is where will help, will cause us that where we met the Lord.
你们做丈夫的人，你还记得第一次怎样与你妻子相遇吗？在哪里相遇？
Husband, do you remember the first place that, the first place that you have met your beloved wife?
你还记得她那天穿衣服的颜色吗？
Do you remember the color of the dress that she wore?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
保彼得把约翰记得
John remembered.
约翰记得那是不知道多少年前的事大概是70年前的事
Many many years, almost 70 years ago
圣殿已经毁了
the temple has turned into ruin
因为圣殿在主后70年已经没有了
After 70 AD the temple was completely destroyed
现在又过了差不多20年30年
And after, now it's about 20, 30 years later.
当圣殿躺在废墟，耶路撒冷躺在废墟的时候。
That we know that when Jerusalem was in ruin.
大家都知道说耶路撒冷已经变成空城。
That we know Jerusalem now is an empty city.
耶路撒冷已经变成了罗马的一个城。
That we know that Jerusalem has now become a city of the
Roman Empire. 耶路撒冷城已经躺在废墟里。
Now Jerusalem is now in ruin.
耶路撒冷一草一木没有人会再记得
that nobody can remember anything about Jerusalem
但只要主耶稣走过的地方
but any place that the Lord has traveled
他还记得冬天的时候
remember during winter
主耶稣行走在圣殿里面所罗门廊下
that we know that
No, 这个 Solomon Porch
Solomon Porch
所以你看在所罗门的廊下主耶稣在那里行走别人忘记了约翰没有忘记
That we know that Christ had walked through the Solomon Porch and John remembered that incident.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当我们读四福音的时候
When we read the four gospels.
今天我们对主有认识
Now that we come to know the Lord.
和约翰发生很重要的关系
It is fair that we will have a very close relationship.
没有约翰我们不知道主耶稣在地上33年半
Without John, we will not know the actual conditions of Christ when he was on earth.
如果没有约翰的话我们只知道说主耶稣最后跟门徒在约翰在耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼和门徒们分手
And we know that if not without John, we only know that the Lord has departed himself with other disciples at Bethany.
跟随主的道路最后是结束在伯大尼
That we know to follow the Lord, the end of the journey is in fact in
Bethany. 我们只知道终点，我们不知道起点。
We know the end point, but we do not know the starting point.
这样我们就不知道怎么跟随主。
Then we will not know how to follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹在四本福音书里面。
And so amongst the four gospels,
三本福音书给我们太重 很重要很重要，给我们许多很重要关于我们主的一生。
This three gospel has given us the important information about Lord Jesus.
但是你知道，只有你当你读完约翰福音以后
，Only that when we have finished reading the gospel,
我们才真正的认识我们。
Only then we'll be able to know who our Lord is.
你读马太、马可、路加，好像主离开我们很远。
We know when we read Matthew or Mark or Luke that it seems that our Lord is very distant away.
但你读约翰福音。
But when we read the gospel,
你看见主是2000年前，主也是今天。
And we know that 2000 years ago, He is the same Lord today.
2000年前，门徒们跟随主。
2000 years ago, the disciples follow Christ.
今天我们仍旧跟随主。
Today, we too are following Christ.
所以这是为什么约翰福音跟其他三本福音书不同。
And so this is the demarcation, the distinction between the Gospel of John and the other three gospels.
所以可以说是约翰的回忆录。
And we know that it's a memento of
一面把我们带到太初
，On one aspect that bring us back to the beginning，
一面告诉我们门徒最初遇见主是什么时候
，And it tells us when the disciples have first met the Lord。
如果门徒们是代表新造
，That we know that disciples represent the new creation，
因为在基督里一切都是 new creation。
Because we know in Christ everything is new.
那么讲 creation 只有两卷书。
And when we talk about creation, there were only two books mentioned.
讲的旧造是创世纪。
That we know that the old creation is in Genesis.
讲到最早门徒们遇见的最起初的新造，那是约翰。
And we know that in the beginning when he mentioned about first creation is in fact mentioned by John.
所以创世纪告诉我们起初神创造天地。
And then we know that in the Gospel of Genesis it tells that God has created heaven and earth.
约翰告诉我们太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And so John tells us in the beginning was the word and the word was with God.
道成了肉身。
And the word became flesh.
那不要忘记。现在呢，约翰第一次遇见主。
And this is the first time John has met Christ.
当他第一次遇见主的时候
,When he met the Lord,
他把他一点一滴就写在约翰福音里面。
Every account, every details were recorded in the Gospel of John.
所以当他描写刚刚遇见主的时候
，And how did he give us the description how he first came to know the Lord?
那个时候门徒们在一个地方叫做伯大尼。
At that time, the disciples were gathered at a place called Bethany.
马太福音、马可路福音、路加福音就一个伯大尼。
That we know that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke it refers to one Bethany.
约翰福音有两个伯大尼。
But we know in the Gospel of John there are two Bethany.
门徒们刚刚遇见主的时候是在伯大尼。
The first time that the disciples had met Jesus was at Bethany.
约翰福音第一章说是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
The first time that John mentioned that it was outside the River Jordan.
那明天我们要给弟兄姊妹看约旦河外伯大尼到底在哪里
？And so tomorrow we will show brothers and sisters where is the outside this River Jordan.
他离开耶路撒冷的伯大尼大概有四天的路程。
It is away from the Bethany in Judah for about 4 days journey.
就在今天叙利亚南边的地方。
And it is now located in the present days of the southern part of Syria.
也是葛兰高地所在的地方。
And this is where now the present Golan Highland.
所以约旦河外的伯大尼靠近加利利。
That we know that the Bethany that's out River Jordan. Is very near to Sea of Galilee.
耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼是靠近耶路撒冷。
That we know that Bethany, in Jerusalem is very near to Jerusalem.
然后约翰在那里施浸。
That we know that
约翰在那里施浸。
That we know that John was there to baptize.
那么约翰就在约旦河外的伯大尼那里施浸。
And John was baptized just outside Bethany, near the River Jordan.
结果约翰在那里指着主耶稣在那里做见证。
And so now he pointed Christ as he witnessed for him.
第一章不是告诉我们主耶稣在那里受浸。
The first chapter doesn't tell us where the Lord was baptized.
你不要弄错了，约翰福音第一章不是讲主耶稣受浸。
The first chapter of Gospel of John is not referring to the baptism of Christ.
他好几个礼拜以前在耶利哥附近已经受过浸。
That we know that many weeks ago at the Jericho that he was baptized.
耶利哥靠近耶路撒冷。
That we know Jericho was very near to Jerusalem.
所以大概走好几年路程，现在终于到快靠近加利利了。
That we know that after so many days of journey, now they are very near to Galilee.
约翰在那里施浸，有很多人来到他那里。
And so as John was baptizing, that there were multitudes near to
现在约翰看见主耶稣来了，他要为他做见证。
And so now, John saw Jesus approaching that he is going to witness for him.
所以第一天，根据约翰所记载的，主耶稣已经来到他们中间。
That the first day, according to what John had told us, that Christ already.
没有人认识他。
Nobody recognized him.
但你怎么知道这是第一天呢？
But how do we know this is the first day?
什么时候我们的主同在了，这就是第一天。
And we know that the day that the Lord is with us will be the first day.
在创世纪有第一天，第二天，第三天，第四天。
We know that in Genesis have very clearly tabulated the first day, second day, and the third
day. 要有光就有了光，这是第一天。
And we know that there shall be light and there shall be light and there will be the first day.
弟兄姊妹，那光就是真光。
And that light is the true light.
当主耶稣来到了这个约旦河外伯特，当他出现的时候
，And Jesus as he appeared now outside the Bethany outside the river Jordan，
这就开始了第一天。
That is the beginning of the first day.
所以到了二十九节，约翰才说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里。
And so now in verse 29 chapter 1 and then he says the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him.
所以你看见约翰是个写日记的人。
Now we know that John is the one who has a diary.
你看见在创世纪第一章有神工作的日记。
That we know that in Genesis chapter 1 that is the diary of what God has done.
第一天第二天一直到第七天。
It's from first day, second day, right up to the seventh day.
那是旧的创造。
And that is the old creation.
现在约翰告诉我们新的创造。
But now John has told us that This is the new creation.
第一天，第二天，一直到第七天。
First day, second day, right up to the seventh day.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是约翰福音第一章、第二章告诉我们。
And this is what what John is trying to tell us in chapter 1 and chapter 2.
那么到第二天的时候
，when it comes to the next day, the second day.
使徒约翰看见耶稣站在那里，到了他那里。
And so John saw Jesus coming towards him.
那不要忘记，那个时候约翰跟安德烈是帮助主耶稣的。
That we know that John and Andrew they were helping Jesus.
他在主做主的门徒之前，他是先是做施洗约翰的门徒。
That first, he became the disciples of John the Baptist.
所以约翰有两个最得意的门徒，一个是安德烈，一个是约翰。
That we know that John Baptist have two disciples, John as well as Andrew.
那普通我们想到约翰呢，我们一定想到他非常女性化的。
That we know that John is not a manly person.
哦，好像这个非常 sentimental， 所以你如果看那个最后晚餐图画里面，只要哪个是比较交情的、女性化的、feminine 的，他一定是约翰。
And so I think John have the very feminine inclination. If you look at picture, you will know who John is.
我们完全弄错了。
I think we are all wrong.
你知道施洗约翰施浸的时候。
When John the Baptist was baptizing,
有两个人帮忙他施浸。
There were two people helping him.
你看，有一个是安德烈，有一个就是施洗约翰，有一个就是约翰，使徒约翰。
And one you know is the disciple John as well as the other one is Andrew.
他们是等候主回来的。
They were waiting for the coming of Christ.
因为听见施洗约翰说天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
Because John the Baptist told them the kingdom of God is near, you must repent.
他们就跟随约翰做了门徒。
And so they became the disciples of John the Baptist.
好多人来施浸，你看那是个大的复兴。
That we know the great multitude come to be baptized.
那么多人来复兴。
So they can see the great multitude.
所以谁是帮助施洗约翰来一同施浸的呢？
And so who are helping John the Baptist to baptize these people?
那就是最早了两个施洗约翰的。
In the beginning, there were two disciples of John.
你看见一个是安德烈，一个就是约翰。
The one is the disciple John, and the other one is Andrew.
所以这两个一定是彪形大汉的，不是 feminine， 不是很女性化的。
So we know they are not feminine because they must be macho men to help John the Baptist.
我们读圣经都读错了。
And so that many of times that we make a mistake.
我们觉得主耶稣躺在主耶稣怀里，这个应该非常交情，非常 sentimental。
And we know that the person who is in the bosom of Christ was one who is very sentimental.
这是因为你不知道那个时候的背景。
Perhaps we do not know the background.
因为那个时候吃饭呢，不是坐着吃，乃是躺着吃。
That we know at that time is not when you are eating, you are not sitting. You have to sitting on the inclined chair.
那个达文西那个最后的晚餐根本不合乎圣经的。
And the Da Vinci, what they said is not according to what the Bible says.
圣经里没有说一排坐下来要坐在主要在中间，没有这件事情。
It is not a long bench that everybody is sitting around the benches.
那个时候他们是个很矮的桌子，是个像摸像这样子型的。你看了吗？
It is a very low bench. I think it's some horseshoe shape.
Yeah, 对对，一点没有错，马蹄形的。Yeah.
And so it's a horseshoe shape.
所以十二个门徒包括主耶稣，他们是躺站在那里吃的。
And so inclusive of Jesus, they are inclined as were eating.
所以现在你明白吗？当他们躺坐的时候，他们的脚是在外面。
And so as they incline, you know their legs are pointed towards outside.
那么然后呢，他的左手大概这样撑着。右手在那里吃饭。
And we know that the left hand is the supporting hand, and the right hand is to take the food.
那约翰刚好靠近 刚好在主耶稣的旁边。
And you know, John is the one that's very near to Jesus.
所以因为那个时候啊，你记不记得是彼得问约翰说，到底谁？